Good evening, everybody. This is the Fakeologist speaking. It is Sunday, May 15th, 2022. It's 8:21 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. I come to you Sunday through Thursday, anywhere between 8 and 8:30. And thanks for joining the show tonight live. I know there are a million, and I mean a million different choices for shows that you could listen to. But you chose this one, where I go over what I think are the fake events of the day and talk about them. I explain my website, and I also take calls, Discord chats, read the chats. I read my blog. I go look on my fake YouTube site. I've got a lot of different places where you can communicate. I try and highlight sites that I think are interesting, that maybe will help you break through the matrix. And tonight is, the summer's pretty much started here in Canada. It's been pretty hot. And as such, my ability to do a show every night is going to be reduced, since there are going to be opportunities to spend time outside in the fresh air. And since we are constantly talking about health now more than ever, I can easily say that being outside is good for your health. So do it if you can. Get out and get out and get out if you can. So I endeavor to do the show most weeknights, but just be aware that the summertime, it may be more reduced. Now, the best way, I don't have anything really earth-shattering to talk about tonight, so I'm just going to go through the blog now and help you navigate through it. If you want to know if there's a show tonight, the best way to do that is to go to fakeologist.com/live. Now, I'm going to see if I even have it anywhere on the top menu here, because even I don't go through my site all that often. And right now, here it is. So if you go to Audio Stream Radio, here it is. If you click on Live, you'll get this page here. And it will give you a link. So if you would like to get email messages when I go live and I try and send them out, just click here and I'll register you for the site. Eventually, my partner in technological crime, Velocet, will get SMS and text alerts going, where we're planning on sending texts out, because I think many of the people that are connecting to the site use their smartphones or their smart pads, and they live off notifications. I know I get millions of notifications on my phone. I've had to turn most of them off, but occasionally I'll leave people I really want to hear from if they go live on Facebook or Instagram. And I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of sites get many, many live viewers, by notifying them. And that's the notification feature on the Android or Apple device that pops up on the top of your screen. I'm not sure how many people jump on an email when it comes in, but I'm guessing notifications are the way to go. Now, FakeoTube is an app for Android, but I don't think it has notifications. And I don't think too many people have downloaded FakeoTube for Android, because I think most people, unfortunately, use Apple phones. And I don't have an app for Apple and never will, because they censor content before they allow apps on their store. So they're a little too controlling. That is not going to happen. So I think the best way to get around these tech giants is to send a text. I'm going to set that up. And if you're comfortable enough for the system to have your phone number, which I'm sure not everyone will be, you can register. So we're working on that. But otherwise, a simple email. Or otherwise, just come to this page, and you should see here when the main show starts. And I'll put today's date and the show number. And if there's no show, I'll put the date and put no show. And I always have Saturday here for the Rick and Rollo show. They're still going. They've been very consistent. So that will always have the next Saturday's date on it as well. So that is how I do my show schedule. I have many guests that I'm lined up. I don't know if people like guests more than they like me solo. I guess it's probably another 50-50 split. But I don't always get guests till the last minute, so you're not going to see a lot of guests lined up here. For instance, I've invited about 3 people this week, and I don't even have the dates right. I just say, why don't you come on Monday? And then I realize I double book Monday. I'm not that good at doing that. But I know I have a couple people that I've asked to come on. I think I've asked Above is Below, who's a transvestigator. And thanks to Dirty Benny, of course. He's the one that gives me all these new channels to listen to. And I think I'm going to have her on. I haven't gone through most of her channel, truth be told. Because of time constraints, but she has many transvestigations, and I'm still pretty interested in transvestigations, although it's not the be-all and end-all for me. I do, obviously, many other things. I'm in the process of also rebuilding a new computer, and it's been about 5 years, I think, since I built a computer, and I used Velocet to help source the different components. So thanks, Velocet. But of course, building a computer when you only do it once in a blue moon is not easy. And it takes up a lot of time, and I'm not done. And as you go along, you find you're missing something, and then you have to order it. It's difficult, to say the least. That's not what you do for a living. I like to do it because it's a fun hobby. And I get to customize the components. Well, I get someone else, Ellis, that helped me do the components. So I'm working on that. So I may have to take a night or two off to get that done. It's a big job. So that's what I've been working on. And as I said, the weather's been better here. And I do have a lawn I have to take care of, which is a lot of work. And as you get older, it just gets harder and takes longer. Plus, there's a number of movies I'd like to watch. Now, a lot of them are older movies that get recommended by some of the websites I go to. The Substacks I'm subscribed to recommended Meet John Doe from 1941, a Kafka movie. I've got that in the pipeline. Mr. E recommended The Island from 2005, which is a dystopic movie. So I might look at that one. All this takes time. And I think there was another movie I wanted. Well, there was a series, the Mike Myers series. I wanted to watch that. I think where they make fun of conspiracy people, conspiracy theorists. Matter of fact, let me just see if I've got that here. Maybe I can play that. I just downloaded it the other day. So let's just check my directory here and see if I can find it. It's a TV show. What's it called? It's called The Pentaverate. 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 And let me see if I can drag it in. Season 1, Episode 1. So I'll drag it in and see if you can watch it with me. I'll take a quick peek at it. I don't normally watch this kind of stuff, but I like Mike Myers. Ignorance more frequently begets confidence than does knowledge. I don't think so. I don't know. Any of you guys know what this is about? No, this is the Rumsfeld thing. There are no knowns, things. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we We know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns, the ones, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So this is a Mike Myers thing. I've got this to watch. I think this is a 5-part series.
Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me?
Pimber Control, Alouette 5 is in range. Apply the blindfold, please.
Blindfold? Hell no! No way! This enforced incarceration is unsanctioned, unwarranted, and unconstitutional! What the fuck are you doing? Who is firing this thing?
Simba Control remote landing sequence has begun.
All right, well. Might have to pass on that one anyway. So you're watching live for me, looking at some Pentaveret. So maybe we'll look at that. Okay, what else is going on? So let's check in with today's guests, or today's rather what viewers. Hello, Anthony Stark. Hello, Dirty Benny. Stupid's here. And yeah, we're stupid maybe, or Dirty Benny. Yeah, I don't think she's done interviews either, so that'll be interesting if she shows up. She let me know that she doesn't give away any personal details, which is fine. She won't even say where she's from. The only reason I want to know where she was from in the world, and she sounds British, is so I could synchronize the time zone so I know what time to offer up a slot. But I just told her I do a show Sunday through Thursday around 8 o'clock, so hopefully she'll show up for that. She sounds British, but that doesn't mean she's in England. All right, so looks like if you go to the FakoTube chat, it's persistent. So it looks like I'm looking at chats from a few days ago on the screen. So if you're in the FakoTube chat now, feel free to say hi. And let me just, we got four people. It looks like we got four people live on the FakoTube live stream. Cool. Thanks, everybody, for joining on that. What do I have on FakoTube today? Let's see. I haven't been posting on FakoTube too much lately. Let's take a look here. This is a big flip-flop video here. Yeah, not too much. We got the Super Show with Marcus from last Thursday. After that, quite a few audio chats. Now, let's go back to the fakeologist.com/live. One more thing. If you go to listen.fakeologist.com, this is a new server that Velocet has set up for me on his streaming service. Now, it's actually pretty cool. We'll give you the website where the audio chats are. And it will give you this website here for the live. Okay. Now you can also play the stream right from this screen here. And you can also plug in these links, favorite player. If you use a podcast, let's see here. That's the server status, server information. So we got the information here. Get the information here on the streams. Now, it doesn't show how many people are listening right now, but it can. We're going to fix all that. So this is another way to stream the service at listen.fakeologist.com. Now, we also have our other traditional streams at fake11.com stream one, which is for this show. And if you're listening to the audio chat, that's fake11.com/stream two. And of course, if you're watching the video, this is the link to FakoTube. And we're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and DLive as well. And what else do I have here? It looks like I have a link to donate on the fly. It was like, this is like a super chat thing I set up. But I don't think anyone's used this before. Well, someone used it once. I think Tunax did it once. And I'm not sure exactly how well this works. I think it works. But we don't really do that because I don't even know if people do super chats as much anymore. I don't know. I just don't know. And of course, if you want to donate, there's a link to that. And the audio chat live stream, I've got that here as well. That's for listening in to the people that are talking on Discord. Now, if you click here for the archives, fakeologist.com/audio, that will bring you to this page. And it shows you how to set up Podcast Addict. And if you want to go to the audio chat archives, you can click on this link. And it will show you the last audio chats that we have. Now, as you can see here, we did it on the weekend. We had Bevies with BB. We had the Rick and Rollo show. Yeah, so everything looks good there. And then we had on Friday, we had a chat with Mezzi and Babette. Mezzi talked about her camping adventure she's going to set out forth to do in Australia. And Babette talked about a headset. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound exactly riveting, but this is just chats that I do using the Discord server. I don't know how many people here on the main show listen to the audio chats. Some people do, some people don't. And then we had another good call, and this was, the date is on the bottom here. This was on May 7th. Okay, that was a week ago. And Missam called in, an old friend of the show. So this is the audio chat archives. All these archives will come into your favorite podcast player. Or you can just come to this website and download them or play them directly off the website. Just click here.
You're listening to Fake Call.
So there you go. You can play right off the website. Now, I don't put a lot of these on the FakoTube. You really have to come to the website. Oh, there is a... There's a little lesson for you on all the audio. So if you don't find a live show Sunday through Thursday, there are tons of archives. I dare say there aren't too many shows that have this number of audios with this variety of people. This is, after 10 years, a pretty unique place, I would think. All right, let us go to the blog. Now, this is really, really interesting. Obviously, most people here that are listening to me now know I'm in Canada. And Canada is going to be one of the first post-nation states. So therefore, they're going to dismantle Canada by relinquishing our sovereignty, our laws, to an international body, whether it be the United Nations, whether it be the World Economic Forum, signed an agreement with the United Nations, whether it be all kinds of supranational bodies. So this is happening in real time right now. Do most Canadians know this? Not really. Are there people screaming about it in Canada? Yes, there are. Do they have much of a voice? Are they making much? Are they getting much diffusion? No, they're not. But there are a few. And one of them is Mark Friesen, who's been a guest on this show before. And he had a very interesting character who I don't know much about. But suffice it to say, I think the Canadian government is definitely capturing political prisoners. Anyone that dares speak out and has a following is being harassed at the very least, or arrested at the worst, and put in solitary confinement. And I think these are true stories. Now, as a fakeologist, I'm always suspicious of all these stories. And this guy here, Jeremy, he has a podcast called Raging Dissident. And here's the show that I was watching and listening to today. This guy here. Now, because he's so public, he's kind of like in Australia, you have the Aussie Cossack. Just a larger-than-life, very outspoken person that's running around. Really speaking out against the government. It's not really something you associate with Canadians, but it is happening. And I wasn't sure if the government is creating these characters for us to follow, because that's really what happens more often than not. But when I was watching this guy, he seems pretty genuine. Mark had him on.
I heroes and enemies and pretend, you know, it's just a gag. It was fun. It became kind of a social club for, you know, podcast followers and stuff. And that was it. And Canada lacks so many bad guys that exist that it has to.
So I think these guys are both real. I like Mark. I think he's real. I started like watching this Raging Dissident guy who seems real. Now, he made a joke about creating a country called Diagolon. And I didn't really know what he was talking about because I haven't really been following him. But because he came on Mark's show, I decided to look into him. And it's a crazy story. And I have invited him to come on this show. He literally was sitting on the can and he created a flag from the map of North America, where he speculated that only a certain group of provinces and states are really awake to what's going on or really opposing this New World Order takeover. And he drew a line from Alaska down to Florida, a diagonal line. And in doing so, he was saying that these are the provinces, these are the states that I'd want in my country. And he called it Diagolon. I get as a joke. Now, as my wife pointed out, British Columbia is a fairly left-wing province. However, most of the left-wingers are right in the southeast corner, or the southwest corner, rather. Tiny little part where Vancouver is. But the rest of British Columbia is pretty much rural, mountainous, and these people are definitely not city slickers, and they don't like what's going on. That's why he chose this area. That is the etymology of Diagolon, literally. Now, he says, and I haven't really tracked this because I don't really watch the mainstream media in Canada, but this actually was proposed to the intelligence services as a real group that had were a real threat, and they were supposedly white nationalists, and they were a designated terror group. And I think Jeremy was even put on a DP list, designated persons list. And he said he went to protest, I think, in front of the chief Healthcrat in Nova Scotia, where he lives, in front of his house, and they arrested him and his girlfriend just for protesting on the sidewalk, which is legal in Canada. But I think they put them in jail, he said, held them in jail for 4 days in solitary, And the tactic the government is using is they release you on very spurious charges like mischief unless you agree to very, very draconian bail conditions, as in you can't leave your house, you can't use the internet, you can't do basically anything while you're out on bail for a very spurious charge. And then they kick the trial down the road 6 months to a year. So basically you are under house arrest for ridiculous charges that will never stick. And that's how they get you. And that has happened to Pat King and a number of the other so-called organizers of the ragtag group that went to Ottawa, that called the Freedom Convoy. And you know, you all know what happened there, with the Emergency Act being brought in to probably illegally assemble non-local police forces that really just were breaking up a peaceful protest. Obviously, it was an annoying protest, because if it wasn't, then it wouldn't get any attention, which it did not get any attention by the people they wanted it to give attention to, but the residents were annoyed. But being annoyed is not against the law. Or rather, making someone annoyed is not against the law. At least you didn't used to be in Canada. Anyway, so his story about Diagolon was actually taken quite seriously by, and it made the House of Commons, where the parliamentarians sit, they were actually talking about it as if it was a serious group that was really trying to form a serious country. But it was really a joke. And that's what he goes into. And the story is insane. And I don't know if the way I look at it is the government probably knew it was insane, but they know most Canadians would not look into it and just read the headlines. So they made it into a serious story when it was not. So it's sort of like a double deception. Where Jeremy made it as a joke, the government pretended it was a serious threat and treated it as such because they knew Canadians wouldn't look into it. And I have to admit, I never looked into it because I wasn't really paying attention closely enough. But the way he explained it, it was a big joke. But they turned it into real, and they really arrested him, he says. And they really threatened they really put him in solitary confinement. This is Canada, by the way. Supposed to be a first world country. This is the kind of thing you might expect if you did something wrong in a third world country. But anyway, it's a crazy story. Now, I haven't looked at any of the videos. I couldn't really find them on his website, which is called diagolon.org. He actually made a website about the story. So I'm going to look. So he explains the whole thing here in a video that he's put on his own website. I think he's even got it on his own server, which is smart.
For those of you who may not know who I am, my name is Jeremy McKenzie, and I don't normally like to do...
I like the guy because he uses good audio, which is fantastic.
These kind of videos, in fact, I think they're kind of, you know, silly and, just attention for the sake of attention's sake. However, I have some very, very serious things that I need to say, and... if you care at all about what's going on in this country and what's happening right now, please listen to what I'm about to tell you. I'm a 14-year veteran of the Canadian Forces. I retired in 2017. Since then, I've been, running a podcast and, you know, kind of an internet show. I'm a clown. I'm a comedian. I like to make people laugh, as many of you have probably noticed over the years if you follow any of my content. But if you don't, maybe more recently you've heard of me through the news or through the House of Commons debates, or now that has made its way up to the Senate chamber, where they are debating on the future of this country in a very serious way. If you're not aware of this, the Trudeau regime has enacted what was previously known as the War Measures Act to combat what is, what was and still is the most peaceful, positive, and, you know, shining example display of Canadian culture that I've ever witnessed and had the honor and privilege to, you know, experience. This isn't World War II. And this is not the FLQ crisis. This is not separatists, you know, bombing buildings. And
anyway, he even wrote a letter to the Senate. I think he's a podcast slash comedian. But they actually raided his house and took all his guns that were all legal. And they were all registered, the ones that had to be. And it's crazy. And they actually went after the guy. And they actually thought that the Diaglon patches and flag were all part of a real insurrectionist group, which is crazy in Canada. They were literally symbols that he used for fundraising. It's insane. He says, you and the people of Canada are suffering a profound, coordinated, and grotesque character assassination campaign directed at me. You and the very body of our government are under assault, an assault on the truth. It is a perverse attempt by the Liberal government to seize more power and crush its political enemies. It's just crazy. He uses Kafka-esque. And actually, that's the movie I'm going to watch, is a Frank Kafka movie. He said, you're literally, he was saying they're literally attacking a fictional country from his imagination. Anyway, I found the story compelling enough, and I thought his interview was pretty good on Mark's show. I'm going to have him on if I can, if he'll talk to me. You can really watch his own. He's got a great website. He's got all these videos on here that describe what he's doing. And it's farcical. It's just crazy. It's a crazy story. But I do think we have real political prisoners in Canada. And Pat King is one of them. And I've been following these guys. And it looks like he's got many, many testimonials on his page. I wanted to see where the parliamentarians that were actually portraying this as real. And that's why I think it's a fakeologist kind of story, because it's a phony story. It's a fake country. It's a fake movement. And he's a comedian, and they're using this as a real thing, and they're selling it to Canadians as a problem. It makes absolutely no sense. The Canadians, because they're not going to look into it, are buying it. I guess the ones that are actually aware of the story. Here's another.
Google Earth. Let's play Who Needs Who to Live? These fucking idiots. These fucking redneck hillbilly fucking racist. Oh my God, these fucking Nazis everywhere. They have to fucking be banned. Yeah, well, that's good. Everyone is fleeing California to go live in Texas, who has a very strong secessionist movement. The entire government seems in favor, and it very looks like it's going to happen. So if Texas is out, Oklahoma's definitely going. Arkansas for sure. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. Yep, they'll all be in. Tennessee, South and North Carolina. Virginia, West Virginia, probably. Kentucky, Missouri, Kansas. And then you've got Nebraska. Colorado probably won't. South and North Dakota, Montana, very likely candidates. And look who they border, Alberta and Saskatchewan. Now imagine if that was a country. Not only would that be a fucking amazing country I would love to live in, it would be a fucking superpower. Texas itself has a bigger economy, more landmass, population, and firepower than, oh, I don't know, most of Europe. Texas is bigger than France, Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands combined. Like, Texas is bigger than all of this. Do you understand? Like, oh, what's Texas going to do? Oh, I don't know, be a super successful country on their own is what probably. And they'd have all of this. The heart of the United States would be cut right out. Oh, but we've got New York and California. We got a bunch of Antifa people with Bachelor of Arts degrees who will tell everybody that we want drag queen story time. That's fine. You just alienated and abandoned. You just ditched at all the workers and all the military, by the way. 70% of the U.S. military is from this part of the United States, I'll have you know. Guess whose team they're on? Not fucking yours. Not yours. And you know what? They're super country. Dude, did we predict this on one of the old fucking streams? Remember it's diagonal country all the way to Alaska? Dude, you know, here it is all the way from Florida all the way up. Super diagonal country. You don't have any access to the ocean. Yeah, you do. Look at all this. This is all ocean. Ocean property. Look at that. Oh, all the ports in Florida, Georgia, Carolina, Texas, Houston. Oh, yeah. Fucking ship all that oil and shit right from right to Alberta and Sask all the way right down to them Texas refineries, man. Hell yeah. There's a fucking project. That's what we got to do, man. Because these fucking assholes here in Ottawa, they don't care about anything. Quebec wants to leave. These guys want to leave. These guys like their fucking welfare money. Manitoba's fucked. Ontario's insane. You know, BC's full of commies. Like, that's just, this place is destined to fail. You can't push people around and tell them what to think and what to do and what to be all the time. And they're going to, you've got two options now. You've got widespread civil war, bloodbath, nightmare, kids dead. Nobody wants that. Or you can be like, we're out. We're getting a divorce. Everybody goes their separate ways. So obviously, that's going to be the path of least resistance physically, you know. So that's probably what's going to happen, dude.
Anyway, well, you know, at least it's entertaining, and I have to admit, it's actually, if there is going to be a civil war, if there is going to be a divorce, that's a pretty compelling argument. It really is. Of all the things I've heard, it's actually pretty damn sensible just to split North America up between those that want to go with the New World Order, and he's pretty much got it right state-wise. Maybe. He pretty much divided. I think this is the Mason-Dixon line here. So yeah, it's pretty compelling. It's quite interesting. It's an interesting concept. It's good. And we know based on Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, America 2050, they want to divide America, North America up into mega regions and mega cities anyway. But I don't think, now there's a couple areas within this diagonal that would be a problem. For instance, the cities. For instance, Edmonton, Calgary, Austin, maybe Miami. There would be maybe Atlanta. There would be some cities that would cause a problem for diagonal. They'd have to probably be cut out or people would have to be deported. But this could happen. And this is all based, of course, on the COVID narrative, on the lethal injection, on the vaccination. And it I don't know what the numbers are for compliance on getting the clot shot, but I'm guessing they're going to be lower in the vast majority of this region than all the cities on the East Coast, the West Coast, Central Canada, Quebec, Central Quebec. So this is very interesting. Interesting concept. And I reached out to Jeremy, and if nothing else, the guy is a super good, super well-spoken, very entertaining, and very interesting. So that's Diagonal. So take a look at that. It's a fake country. It's from his imagination. And I still couldn't quite find where in Parliament. I know the Parliament records their audios and videos. I wouldn't mind seeing them talking about it in official capacity. So I'll have to look. His other website is RagingDissident.com. So if we type that in here. RagingDissident. And he's been thrown off most of the sites. And he has a lot. I think he's a live show. He's got a live button just like I do. That's pretty cool. Entropy. Has anyone used Entropy? That's news to me. That's another website, I guess, for streaming. Entropy. Oh, so many sites. So let's go back to the main page. I guess that's what I'm looking at now. And it looks like he has a community page. Oh, that's on Telegram. I gotcha. Okay. Order some of his flags. All right. So that was a bit of a sidetrack today, listening to that information. So this is all on fakeologist.com/blog. The main thing that really disturbs me about the whole thing is the idea that you can just arrest people and put them into jail. And that is happening in Canada. That's crazy. Okay, here's his, what is this? Don't want this pop-up ad. So he's got a Rumble site as well. And he's got many, many rage casts. Many rage casts. He's got quite a few views. 1,000 views. Not bad. I'm not sure he's a fakeologist. But if he comes on, we can let him know what we think is true. So this is a Canada angle. I'm not sure Americans or Aussies or Europeans are going to be interested in the story, but this is actually happening in Canada, it would seem. Okay, so that is Raging Dissident. Okay, I'm going to go through a couple posts here at fakeologist.com. I just wanted to check in tonight. I don't have a whole lot to talk about. Looks like we had a active ice capstone event. Integrated capstone event, ice event in Buffalo, which is amazing because Buffalo is the nearest city to Toronto in the United States. And it looks like they had an active shooter drill at Tops Unfriendly Markets grocery store. And like most of these recent events, there are absolutely no details about what happened. They came up with a crazy story. They immediately call it a hate crime, which is crazy. When has a shooting ever been a love crime? But look at this cast of characters here. Look at this one. Jeez. And we're told that I don't even want to read the story. It's so ridiculous. But we're told that an 18-year-old drove all the way across the state of New York to Buffalo to shoot up people, black people, and he's white. 11 and 2. We've got some numbers here. Ace and eights, 18-year-old. It just seems insane. And I don't think 18-year-olds these days are that motivated. But because New York is going to be definitely a New World Order state, they definitely want to get rid of guns. They want to align themselves with the United Nations. Just like all the Great Lakes states, they are poised, I would think, to separate and go into the post-nation state. And New York State is definitely high on the list to flip over. Definitely not part of Diagonal. They have to get the guns out of the hands of the people. And this is how they do it. And we've talked about this a million times. And this has been happening 20 to 30 years actively since, I guess, Columbine, where the feds really orchestrate these drills. And then become, I'm guessing it's hate, they describe it as a hate crime, so that can make it a federal crime. That way the United States federal government can take over the entire case. They'll take it right out of the local county or city. I think that's how they do these things. And this is the appointed governor of New York State. She is off the charts.
Thank you, Mayor, for demonstrating off the leadership the that our crazy. Community needs at this time. You've been phenomenal in your approach and the passion, but also the intellect that you've brought to this process, which begins with the healing process now. I also want to lend my voice to those who are just absolutely in awe of what the Buffalo Police Department did yesterday. Right now, President.
I just can't watch people lie. It's just, it makes my stomach turn. Oh, man, if you want to go through it, oh, there's a manifesto. What a surprise. So here we go. Anyone got the document that circulated widely? I doubt it. He's a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic. Drive all non-Europeans out of the United States. Drew inspiration from the man who killed 51 people in Christchurch in 2019. Allegedly, he live streamed the event. Last time I checked. Oh, okay. They said he live streamed it to Twitch. I don't know what the rules for Twitch are, but I know Twitter or YouTube, you need to have an established an account with tons of viewers or subscribers. So it's the same old story over and over again. He stalked through the grocery store. And usually they switch from details to focusing on the victims. And you can read the story here. And the Buffalo Police. The last thing that the Buffalo Police were involved in, do you remember when the old man was knocked over? And then they showed how he had a squib that leaked blood out of the back of his ear onto the ground. I don't know if you guys remember that, but PK did an amazing job deconstructing that. And we get the candles and the vigil all set up. And that's about it. Yeah, so that is another crazy integrated capstone event. And the person that talked the best about that was Sophia Smallstorm. As we can type in, let's look her up. Sophia Smallstorm ICE capstone event. That is the absolute best explanation. Does she call it global capstone event? It's a global integrated capstone event. Yeah, that's her. That is an official government term where they integrate all the police forces of the different levels and they coordinate it federally. And I don't even know where we can find this. She hasn't been very active lately. But I don't know how well her website is laid out here. The Melt, Paige Quay. She calls some of them global capstone events. And yeah, she hasn't been that active lately. Lots of stuff on the YouTube, which was pulled off. Anything here? I think she really went into Sandy Hook, and called that an integrated capstone event. Let's see here. Where we have. ICE, I think she. should have saved it. Well, she's been on the radio for a long time. And she's done some really good stuff. I just want to, let me pick one of them here. Florida, maybe Las Vegas, where she really went into this. And I see, they're all videos on YouTube that have been taken down. Too bad. Her website is totally out of date here. Let's see if we can find it on the BitChute. I'll go back to my search here. We'll search for it on BitChute here. Let's put ice. Capstone. Oh, okay, she's not really got anything on BitChute. Okay. Well, if anyone knows the audio that I'm talking about, let me see if I have it on the Fakeologist show. Let's take a look here. Let's see, where is my search for my site? It's been a while since I've used this. Search on Fakeologist. Take a peek here. A little slow, but it should come up. Fakeologist. Oh, I actually made it a master. Okay, good for me. I made it a master fake theater show. So click on here. Good for me. Let's take a listen here.
Hello, this is the Fakeologist speaking. You're listening to Master Fake Theater, where I present to you some of my favorite 9/11 centric audios. I selected these audios based on the idea that they will help further your knowledge of the hoax that 9/11 was. While I can't endorse every thought in each audio, I do think they're worth your while. Please visit Fakeologist.com to explore endless hours of 9/11 and media fakery research. Thank you for listening, and on with the Master Fake Theater.
My buddy John. Too
much.
All right,
folks, welcome back to another edition of The Realist Report. This is your host, John Friend. The website is therealistreport.com, where you can find.
I have to admit, John does good shows, and he always keeps them to about an hour, even if he hasn't finished talking.
You will also find all of my blog posts and articles, a contact page, my Twitter feed, which is embedded on the right-hand sidebar of the website, and many other useful and important links. I am a regular reporter for American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, and I also write for The Barnes Review, the bi-monthly history magazine affiliated with American Free Press. As always, I encourage listeners to subscribe to these publications if they are not already. Check out AmericanFreePress.net.
And he has long promos at the beginning.
.org for subscription details. And speaking of the Barnes Review, I have a special promotional deal.
Let me go forward a bit.
Out as soon as possible. Thanks to everyone who has.
Come on here, Johnny.
Thank you so much. All right, with that said, let me introduce my special guest today. My good friend Sophia Smallstorm is joining us once again. Sophia, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Well, just in time for a heavy-sounding helicopter flying over my house.
Perfect. Yeah, I got a dog barking in the background. You got a helicopter going on. Well, how have you been? It's nice to catch up. It's been a while.
John, I've been very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I wanted to kind of talk about your website for just a minute, and maybe you can plug some of your latest projects and podcasts. I know I was just looking at your...
analyzing the election results, and because she's trained in mathematics and patterns with an election case, no one has done it before.
Very interesting.
Through and through.
Right. We'll have to... I'll follow it. I either of these stories.
John, my looking into these stories at this stage in time really has to do with trying to apprise people of a reality that I discovered not that long ago, maybe 2 years ago, that all of these events, these shootings and, you know, where a truck will mow people down on the sidewalk, these are staged events. These are paid for with federal grants. This is done through the commerce and contract system of America and the world today. Every city is incorporated, every police department incorporated.
Finally, we get to the meat and potatoes.
Hospitals, you name it, they're all incorporated. They're corporations, as is the federal government, which is at the top of the heap. So that's the main corporation established in, I think it was 1869 to 71. And then everything underneath it, those are in the federal franchise system of corporation. So these events are militarization exercises. They're conducted and supervised by FEMA, Department of Homeland Security. They're paid for with grant money. The cities bid for these events. They receive grant money for them, and then that grant money is doled out to all of the participating resource teams. This is an integrated capstone event.
That's it.
Which involves multiple teams and resources, including hospitals, media, police, and, hotels in this case. I mean, there was a citywide hotel military.
This is the Las Vegas shooting ICE she's talking about.
Exercise going on. And then we're told they carve out a little piece of the pie and they blow it up on television and tell us that this part of it, well, they're not referring to a part, but they're telling us this is the, highlight of this, what they don't tell us is an exercise. And they tell us that a guy walked in, got past security with whatever, 23 different kinds of guns, stashed them in his hotel room, and then shot up tens of people, 58 or something like that. Now listen, there should be lawsuits, wrongful death lawsuits, from the relatives of the people who were killed in this event, if there were people killed in this event, because that's wrongful death, isn't it? When hotel security doesn't notice a guy waddling in with this many guns.
Right.
But there's no
yeah.
such.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I saved that because the original audio is gone from John's site. For some reason, he didn't save any of his audio, so I'm actually pretty grateful. Yeah, that is the best explanation I've heard, so definitely check that out. Listen to that whole audio. That's Master Fake Theater. That's when I grab some really special audios and save them. And, of course, you can click on the link here, Master Fake Theater. See down below here, and you can see all my Master Fake Theaters. Let's see if they all come through here. So these are all the Master Fake Theaters. And I haven't put that many up, about 18 of them. But they're some of my favorites. And have a listen. This is a really good series. I do say so myself. We got Hoaxbusters, Simon Shack, Empty Towers. And a lot of the links are gone, but they're still on the Fakeologist site. So check that out, guys. All right. Well, that was just a taste of what I've been doing for the last couple of days. All over the place, as you can see. All over the place. My interests are varied and quite wide. And as I said, the weather's nice, so may reduce the number of shows for a while. Fakeologist.com/donate. The donations have slowed down, which is fine. Babette was the latest donor, $20 cash. And it's ironic that she used the mailbox at fakeologist.com/contact, because I just had to renew that for $160. And wasn't going to do it because no one was using it. And then, of course, Babette comes in with a donation right the day after I renewed it. Otherwise, I would have not got that donation. So if you want the old-fashioned way, the really old-fashioned way, you can wrap your cash in a tinfoil envelope and then put it in a regular envelope and mail it to fakeologist.com/donate. And the address is here. And here's the address here. I'll give it to you. If you want to write it down, it's Box Victory 33, Victor 33, 14 Bravo, 1822 Whites Road, Pickering, Ontario, Lima 1 Victor, 0 Bravo 1 in Canada. So that is to donate as well as all kinds of other ways that are all on the fakeologist.com/donate. Just pick away and it will go through. And don't forget, we have the Fakeologist Discord, fake11.com/discord. We have the Telegram, fake11.com/telegram. And the Fakeologist Telegram discussion group at fake11.com/telegram1. All the links are fake11.com, and just add one of these many keywords, as you can see on the blog on the right side. This isn't even updated. There are many more, but I haven't had a chance to update this. But they're all here. I got an email the other day. I didn't post it. It was some feedback, and the guy said, You don't talk enough about Corona. So, you know, one guy says I talk too much about it, and another says I don't talk enough about it. It's always on top of mind, believe me. Or it is on top of mind. But not every day is there a story that I find compelling. But almost every day I'll post something about vax injuries because I think that's real. Yeah, so if you go to fakeology.com/blog, I will talk about what I think is it's hard to tell, but I think in general, many of the stories are real. And in the UK, there's a news network called GB. And I think John Malone owns it. He's the guy that's taken over CNN. And they call them vax attacks. And let me just play this link here. I do put the audio on here.
Going down, man.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
It's Thursday, May 12th, 2022. This is your award-winning Gitmo Nation Media Assassination episode.
Now, that's kind of funny. It's supposed to skip forward to the time, which I guess it did not. Interesting. I'm going to have to let the developer know, even though there's a timestamp on here, it doesn't forward to the time.
It's going down. It's going down.
If you go
going
to,
down, man.
Adam
if you
Curry,
go towards the end of it, the timestamp is 10,671 seconds. So you have to go towards the end of this broadcast. I'm guessing it's because it has to load. Maybe that's why it takes a long time. But yeah, I don't know. I guess you could do some quick math. 10,671 divided by 60 minutes. Oh, it's 177 minutes and 85 seconds.
John C. Dvorak.
It's Thursday, May 12th, 2022. This is your award-winning Get My Nation.
You can't skip forward. That's the problem. That's the problem on this. Anyway, they did a clip on that. That's another show I really recommend, the No Agenda show. I do listen to it twice a week. It is well worth it. They put a ton of energy into it. So I definitely recommend it. And gets a lot of downloads. 4,500 downloads off Podcast Addict alone. That's pretty cool. Interesting. All right. One quick look at the comments here. Gabriel says a real story is baby food is out. Right. Well, you know what? They said they shipped most of it to the Ukraine. So now it is time to take a look about how to make your own baby formula. If you don't want to breastfeed, that is. And Tunax, yeah. One day they'll look at this website and see what really happened. Yeah, well, maybe. They'll get a glimpse of what someone who didn't believe the narrative. Yeah, what you should do is take the shows from Fakeologists, put them on a USB stick, and then bury it. That's what you need to do. And Gabriel, yeah, thanks, Gabriel, for supporting the show as well. Gabriel made a big donation in the past. So FakeoTube is still open for sponsorship. If Gabriel, if you want me to put your name on the FakeoTube sponsorship, I can do that for you as well because of your donation. It's 100 US a month, and I can give you the sponsorship since that expired for the last person. If you want to do that, feel free. Send me an email and I will flip it over. Otherwise, we'll just leave it as is. So thank you so much. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back during the week, guys. Probably tomorrow. Might have a guest. We'll see how things shake out tomorrow. We've got a couple of invitations out. So whoever follows up first, we will put them on. Got about a few leads, so I can't remember who I told for tomorrow. All right, take care, everybody.